It is 4:15, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah looks something over here. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are right in the middle of our theme week on five trivia tidbits.
Oh, super.
Now, did you know that Wisconsin is nicknamed the Badger State?
No.
That's their nickname. They're the Badger State.
Okay.
Right?
I knew there was a Badger State. I didn't know who
it
was.
Yeah. Well, it's Wisconsin.
Thank you.
But it's not because of the animal. It's not because of...
Oh, it's not.
It's not because they have a lot of badgers in the state.
Okay.
Although there are badgers there. But that's not the reason.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm open to it.
So Wisconsin became a territorial possession of the United States in 1783 after the American Revolutionary War.
Oh.
However, the British remained in control until after the War of 1812, the outcome of which finally established an American presence in the area.
There it is.
Under American control, the economy of the territory shifted from fur trading to lead mining.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
It was mostly used for ammunition, but also pipes, toys, and paint.
Oh.
It was more promising than...
Wait, the lead. Like in paint.
Correct.
That's not good.
Right.
That's bad.
But they didn't know back then.
No, they didn't know.
Yeah. It was more promising than fur trading or farming, and so the lead rush commenced.
You're kidding.
That's something
there
that...
was a lead rush?
The lead rush, yeah.
And this was to Wisconsin.
Yes. The prospect of easy mineral wealth drew immigrants from throughout the U.S. and Europe to the lead deposits located at Mineral Point, Dodgeville, and other nearby areas.
Yeah.
So the early miners were either too poor, too busy, or both to build a home on their lead mining claim.
Okay.
So instead, in order to get through the harsh Wisconsin winters, they lived in dens or caves that were dug into the hillsides.
Like animals, Sarah. Like animals.
Like badgers, one might say.
Like badgers.
So people mocked them, calling them badgers for living in their burrows in the ground like animals. Today, the badger is proudly featured on Wisconsin's state flag and is also the official state animal.
Okay.
And there are actual badgers that do live there in Wisconsin, but because they're nocturnal and they live mostly underground, they're difficult to track and observe. But the reason why they're called the Badger State is because of the miners.
The miners who lived in badger
in their little badger holes.
Little badger holes.
Right.
That's cute.
So the Erie Canal facilitated the travel of both Yankee settlers and European immigrants to Wisconsin territory.
Okay.
The growing population allowed Wisconsin to gain statehood on May 29th, 1848, as our 30th state.
Mm.
Between 1840 and 1850, Wisconsin's non-Indian population grew from 31,000 to 305,000.
Jeez.
Yeah, quite the population boom.
Influx.
Most emigrated from Germany and Scandinavia, and Wisconsin remains a center of German-American and Scandinavian-American culture, particularly in respect to its cuisine with foods like bratwurst and kringle, which something else.
I like that you refer to Wisconsin food as cuisine.
Cuisine.
The Wisconsin cuisine.
Of brats.
And cheese.
Yeah. So Wisconsin, besides being known as the dairy,
the Badger State,
also America's Dairyland.
Dairyland. Yeah.
Dairy became an important industry in the late 19th century following the invention of the refrigerated rail car.
Oh, we didn't talk about that specifically on another Wiki Corner.
I don't know.
Something about refrigeration, though. We talked about it. Go
on. I'm sure we have.
I'm sorry.
It sounds like something we talk about, refrigeration, on the Wiki Corner. Yeah.
America loves refrigeration.
Wisconsin
talk.
Produces about a quarter of America's cheese, leading the nation in cheese production.
Love it.
It is what?
Cheese. I love cheese.
Oh, okay. It is second in milk production after California and is also second in butter production, producing about one quarter of the nation's butter.
Not good for your cholesterol.
But their agriculture is more than just the dairy. They're also grows more than half the national crop of cranberries, which is really surprised me. We were talking about this earlier. I thought all the cranberries were grown in like Massachusetts.
I don't understand
that's where the cranberry bogs are, and like Maine and up that way on the East Coast. Anyway,
but I still don't know why you
because
said Massachusetts.
Of ocean spray. I don't know. Listen, it doesn't matter. But they grow more than half the national crop of cranberries are grown there in Wisconsin. And 97%. They have the market cornered on the nation's ginseng.
Oh, ginseng, really?
Did you even know we grew ginseng here? I didn't know that.
I have given so little thought to ginseng.
97% comes from Wisconsin.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
It does surprise me a bit.
Yeah. So Milwaukee is a major producer of beer and was formerly headquarters for Miller Brewing Company, the nation's second largest brewer, until it merged with Coors.
Right.
Formerly Schlitz Blatz and Pabst were cornerstone breweries there in Milwaukee.
Those are funny
beautiful
names.
Yeah.
Funny names.
Now, Wisconsin borders two Great Lakes, Lake Michigan and Lake Superior.
Yeah.
Although they don't boast about it on license plates like some other states, the state also has at least as many inland lakes as Minnesota.
10,000 at least?
Altogether, Wisconsin contains more than 11,188 square miles of water.
Wow.
And that's more than all but three other states. Those other states are Alaska, Michigan, and Florida.
Wow.
So they're top four.
A lot going on in Wisconsin.
Now, Green Bay, of course, is known as being the home of the Packers.
Packers, sure. They love the Packers.
But it's also revered as the toilet paper capital of the world because of the prevalence of the paper industry there in the city.
Okay, that's why.
Northern Paper, which is a precursor to Quilted Northern, was founded in Green Bay in 1901 and became the largest producer of toilet paper in the world in 1920.
That's fine. That's good.
Now, they came up with an innovation that just changed the world. Northern Paper Company offered the first splinter-free toilet paper in the early 1930s.
Such a good idea.
So you can see why Green Bay is known as also the toilet paper capital.
We owe them a debt of gratitude for that, by the way.
We really
Every single one of us.
Yes, we do.
Big thank you to Wisconsin.
Now, some other innovations that came from Wisconsin include the blender.
Oh, all right.
The typewriter. Numbered highways.
Oh.
And the very first kindergarten in America
was in
Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. That's
right.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Wow. So much. But mostly the non-splintered toilets,
and the badgers, but not the animals, the people that
people
lived
in the
ground.
That's amazing. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Wisconsin, did you, Sarah?
Yes, so we're going to play a song by a famous musician from Wisconsin. We're going to play a song by Les Paul and Mary Ford, I'm Sitting on Top of the World.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world there. It's Les Paul and Mary Ford, and I'm Sitting on Top of the World. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because Les Paul is from Wisconsin, which we were talking about today.
Yes.
And we learned that Wisconsin's nickname of the Badger State is not due to the animals.
No, not at all.
No.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Wisconsin grows 97% of the nation's ginseng.
Wisconsin has more than 11,000 square miles of water. The fourth highest in the country.
And we have Wisconsin to thank for the first splinter-free toilet paper.
Many thanks to
you,
Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Thanks. I hope there's a big sign that says that someplace.
I mean, in Green Bay, at least, there should be. Like on their, you know, when it says, like, now entering Green Bay, and they have, like, there's a little, it should say.
Home of.
No, toilet paper capital of the world.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it should say.
It should most definitely
say that. If it doesn't already, that's what it should say.
It should say that, for sure. Folks want to learn more about Wisconsin, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog.
Yeah.
If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And everybody, next time you go to the bathroom, think about this. Remember this
Wiki
corner.
Think about Wisconsin.
Remember. And give thanks. And give thanks. All right. Sarah, thanks for coming in today. Appreciate it. 5 trivia tidbits. You certainly delivered today, that's for sure, with Wisconsin. We are grateful for it.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful rest of your day. Back tomorrow, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
4:10. We won't talk about them. We'll say a word about them. We'll just play the records. Fleetwood Mac coming up. We'll do some share in just a few minutes as well. Let's talk about your estate plan, shall we? Weinstein and Randisi, they've been putting together estate plans for over 60 years. And after you've done something for 60 years, you get pretty good at it. You know how to do it efficiently. You know how to do it without stressing people out. You know how to do it completely. That's how they do it. Weinstein and Randisi, let them know you're a Legends 102.7 listener.